Hello, everybody. Yes, this is a bonus episode. I decided to throw this out there because of the interview that I had with Mr. Starts With A Vision, also known as Isaiah. What I'm going to do from now on, or maybe for just the summer, is have two episodes every week. So they may come on Tuesday or Thursday or Mondays and Wednesdays. I still haven't decided that yet. Just look forward for Expressive Espresso to have two episodes every week. So without further ado, I would like to introduce you to Isaiah Fowler, also known as Mr. Starts With A Vision. I hope you all enjoy the interview, and until we meet again, have a great week.
Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. This is your host, Alexis Ramsey, with Expressive Espresso, and I am on the line with Isaiah Fowler, who is the podcast host of Starts With A Vision, and he is also known as Mr. Starts With A Vision. How are you doing today?
I'm doing beautiful today. It's a beautiful day. I'm thankful for life and another opportunity. So I thank you for having me on your platform, and it's an amazing opportunity to change some lives.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm really grateful that you decided to interview with me as well. So the first question I have is, how did you get started with entrepreneurship? Basically, when did you fall in love with entrepreneurship?
I fell in love with entrepreneurship when I was in the military. I was in the military from 2010 all the way up until 2014. And I fell in love with it when I was on my deathbed. I had malaria because I was in Africa. I was flying back and forth, and I was on my deathbed. And I just kind of realized, like, yo, I'm about to go out like a sucker because I'm about to die from this disease, and I didn't live life how I wanted to. And I'm like, man, like, this not cool. So when I left the hospital, because I was in the ICU for 6 days, and then I went to the regular part of the hospital for another 7 days. So I was hospitalized for 2 weeks, bedridden. I'm like, man, this not cool. I didn't have any fun with life. I didn't get to experience what I thought life was about. So I was like, man, if I survive this, I said, I'm not getting another job again. I'm about to get out this military, and I'm about to chase my dreams. And so that's kind of when I fell in love with the idea of it. And ever since then, I've just been I started working on myself, reading a whole bunch of books, and two and a half years later, I ended up getting out, and I never looked back.
That really is. That's amazing. And those 2 years, what was that process like for you?
It was long.
Yeah.
It was long. It was kind of depressing a little bit, but I realized the process, and I realized what I had to go through. But when I was healed and everything, I had lost so much weight. I was super, super skinny, so I had to get back in the gym. I had to get my weight up. And then I just started reading books, man, and it's crazy because when you try to work on yourself, not try, but when you work on yourself and you say, I'm going to become a better version of myself, people, they laugh at you. They don't want to believe in you and stuff like that. So it really challenges you to stand on your own 10 toes, and you realize, like, yo, you have to be a lone wolf in this no matter what you want to do. So if you say, I want to start this business, you have to be willing to die for it, right? If you say you want to start this clothing line or this nonprofit, whatever it is, you have to be willing to die for that, because not everybody is going to see life how you see it. And so for me, I just kind of realized that by going through it, and I just didn't care, honestly. Like, I was not going back to no job. I didn't care what anybody thought of me. Literally, I truly didn't care, because they weren't on my deathbed with me. Like, you know, like, they weren't experiencing what I experienced. So a lot of times people think that they know what you going through or decision you should make, but they haven't experienced what you've experienced. So why am I going to allow anybody to have any type of say so in my decisions when you haven't experienced what I experienced? So the process of, just getting out and going to chase my dreams, I mean, it was what it was. And I was nervous, like, a few months before I left, but I just felt the fear. I did it anyway, like Les Brown says, because I didn't want to go wake up and work 12 hours and make $24,000 a year. That's slavery.
That is, I agree. Starting with the vision, I want you to take us to when you were on your deathbed. What was your vision, besides the fact that you didn't want to go back to corporate America? Like, what was your vision for your first business?
Honestly, I didn't even have a vision, really. I was just like, man, I got to figure it out. I have to do something. And it's crazy because after I had kind of went through that, there was this girl out there, and she was she worked in this office, and I met her, and she was real cool. And she had a husband, and they were super cool and always positive. And so she told me, she said, hey, I have a book I want you to read. You know, I'm going to give you this book. And I'm like, all right, you know, what is it? And she gave it to me, and it was Think and Grow Rich. And so I was like, I had read it, and that was like the first self-help book I've ever read. And when I read it, I was like, this is deep. You know, like, I'm like, this is crazy. And so I just started, after I read that one, I read another one, then I read another one, and then I read another one. And I just got addicted to self-help every single day I woke up. I was listening to, you know, positive audio, Jim Rohn, Zig Ziglar, all those guys. And that's when life kind of just like started to change for me. And it opened up my mind. It opened up my mindset. And after that, like, I've just been like full-fledged, just going after it, because I just didn't want to be unhappy or miserable again.
So, with the podcast that you have, what is the other businesses or other projects that they're working on?
Mm-hmm. So what we do is, because a lot of people say, how do you make money from podcasting? Yeah. And first off, people need to realize, like, podcasting is a tool, a marketing tool, and it's something that you leverage. So unless you're getting sponsorships from the show, you're not making money directly, right, from the podcast. But from the people that you attract and, you know, all of the other stuff, that's how you make money. But on the back end of my business, my company, we manage small businesses and establish entrepreneurs podcasts, right? And we help them build their brand online without them having to do all the work and the heavy lifting, because I've been podcasting for over a year. It's been like 15 months, 14 months. I publish Monday through Thursday, haven't missed a day, and we've gotten pretty good traction, pretty good downloads across, you know, a wide audience. So I know what I'm doing. So we offer the service to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and we put them on a monthly retainer, and we help them build their brand. That's one way. Me and someone else, we've partnered, because I was in real estate when I first came to Atlanta for 2.5 years, and I'm still involved in real estate, but not in the super, super active part of it. So we pretty much partnered, and we did like a real estate wholesale coaching program. And we made money that way, right? So people would email me, say, I want to get in, you know, start in the real estate because I made podcast episodes about real estate. So they email me, and then we would get on the phone on a sales call, and they would pay, and then we started our coaching program, right? And then another way is small, little like one-off things. Sometimes, like, I'm not doing it as much now, but you know, like consulting. So maybe like I work with somebody one-on-one for 4 weeks to help them. Maybe they need help systemizing their business, or they need help actually like kind of like getting the whole foundation set up. So things like that. And then, you know, like speaking engagements, more so for publicity, spreading the word, and just leveraging the brand, the platform, and the podcast for what I really want to do ultimately, and the bigger vision.
How do you prioritize all your
time?
Like, what's a typical day for you?
I wake. Yeah, it's crazy, but it's like, it's crazy, but it's all under like the same realm, right? So I mean, I have somebody on staff, so they do everything that I hate to do that takes up so much of my time, like, you know, uploading the podcast episodes, you know, writing the show notes, all the small tedious stuff that I don't need to do that doesn't need my attention. I hire somebody, and they do everything for me so that I can focus on the main thing. So I can focus on managing, right? So I can focus on the vision and the strategy and all of that stuff. So I wake up usually around 4:30, 4:45. I try to hit the gym by about 5:30 or 6. I come back home, and then I meditate, I burn my sage and all that good stuff. And then after that, I'll go to the coffee shop or stay at home. And I'll just go to work. So I just, you know, whatever is that priority, it's just like, that's just what I do. Or I'll make sure that my staff is doing what they're supposed to do. So really just managing. And then I'm just ensuring that the pipeline is continuing to stay full. So I'm doing different things, reaching out to people and putting my business, my offer and my services in front of as many people as possible every single day so that I'm never broke again. Because being broke is not fun at all. I've been there. I've done that. and that's not fun. Like, that's for the birds. Like, you gotta really get out here. You gotta hustle, and you know, you gotta put your all into it, you know? So I don't talk on the phone like I used to. A lot of people think the only time I'm on the phone is when it's like with a prospective client and or maybe somebody in my close circle that I'm talking to, and we're talking like strategy or, you know, what our vision is for each other. But I don't sit on the phone. A lot of times people will talk on the phone for an hour, 2 hours about nothing. So you just let 2 hours go by and you're not talking about nothing, you know, like, and I don't care if it's your sister, it's your mom. Like, look, at the end of the day, mom, I got to get off the phone because I'm trying to get this money for us. Like, that's how I feel. I don't have time to be worrying about Uncle Ray Ray and what the lady at church did and all this stuff, because that's not putting no money in my pockets. If it is, I'll listen all day, but it's not, right? So staying off the phone is really big. Cutting down on social media, just scrolling. I do a lot of live feeds, like Facebook Lives and stuff, but really just focusing on producing content for the podcast, continuing to organize everything, systemize everything. And it's not like it's crazy, like the schedule is crazy, but also like I'm not like a madman in terms of like no life. I'm a robot and stuff like that, because I used to be a robot and that wasn't fun, and it kind of hindered my life and social life and stuff. So I still make sure that I get out, I network with people, I go to events and stuff like that. But I'm just not cooped up in the house all day like most people think or is perceived to be.
So I recall you saying podcasting is like a marketing tool, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So if podcasting wasn't available as a marketing tool, what
tool
would you
like?
Or what other
tools? It all depends on your flexibility and time-wise, right? Like, because I started YouTubing before I started podcasting, but I learned that YouTube was very, very, very time-consuming because you had to look a certain way. Like sometimes I don't have my hair cut, right? Sometimes I don't feel like, you know, getting dressed. And on YouTube, like you have to look a certain way. You can't be in there in your pajamas, but I can record a high quality podcast in my pajamas or in my basketball shorts. So when I realized that, I switched over to audio, which was podcasting, because I could do a lot more without having to worry about what I look like every single day. I could record at 2 a.m., you know, if I'm just bored. But if podcasting wasn't available, I mean, I would just have to beast out and go on YouTube. And I'm going to be starting to focus on YouTube towards the end of this year, like really, really focusing on it. Like I put out a lot of videos already, but I'm going to really focus on YouTube later on this year.
I'm just so interested as far as the podcasting. what made you decide to go from, you said, is it Sunday through Thursday or Monday?
It's Monday through Thursday.
Why did you decide to go Monday through Thursday?
Because when I looked at it, and I'm looking at, you know, podcasting and seeing people starting a podcast and all this good stuff, I'm like, everybody is doing once a week, and that's it. That's it. I said, how can I stand out with once a week? I can't. And also, the other thing is, I wanted to separate myself in different ways. So I said, I want to interview people to network, but I also want to show people that I know what I'm talking about. I'm not just some dude who read a couple books and I'm going to start a podcast and I'm going to give you all this fluff. No, I've really been through real life stuff. Like I know what it's like to make $30,000 in a month, and I know what it's like to lose $50,000. I know what it's like to be in debt. I know what it's like to have your credit score go from good to super poor. I've been in real business. I sat at real tables. My perspective of entrepreneurship and business was completely different from the 25-year-old who was in corporate America and he just wants to start a podcast. Now, I was coming from real heart and real passion and real pain. So that's why I said I'm going to go Monday through Thursday. I'm going to beast it out because I have something real to say. I don't have something just – I don't run out of content. I'm always going through something. I'm always learning something because I'm in the trenches every single day trying to build a business, not trying, but building a business, networking with people, learning more about sales and all of that stuff. So I said, Monday through Thursday, man, that's easy to me. Like I grind. I don't just sit around and wait for something to happen. And that's another thing. Like 4 days a week sounds absurd to some people, but I mean, you got to go get what you want in this life. Nobody's going to come and give it to you. So if I do one episode a week, that's 50 to a year. If I do two episodes a week, that's 104 a year. If I do 4 episodes a week, that's 280 a year. So in 1 year, I'm able to potentially see more success and more results than I would have if I just did 1 a week. So that was my motivation and kind of like strategy behind putting out 4 episodes a week.
Just a side note, you just inspired me to step up my game as far as your podcast.
Well, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, like, I mean, anytime I meet anybody, talk to anybody, no matter what, my goal is to, you know, not only push, but make people look at themselves and say, am I giving all I got, right? Because I have people around me that make me think that. And I feel like I work pretty hard, but sometimes I get around other people and I'm like, I ain't doing nothing, right? I was just watching an interview with Kevin Hart and Sway. Kevin Hart was like, we all need friends who make us check ourselves. So we look at them or they come up to us. Yeah, man, I just bought this house for $300,000. I'm putting $200 in it. I'm all in for $500,000 and I'm about to sell it for $900,000. I'm about to make $300,000 on this house. That's going to make me say, damn, what 6-figure transaction can I do in my industry? You see what I'm saying? You just have to continue to surround yourself around people and expose yourself to so much more. Go to different states, go to different environments, see how other people in different areas are working, operating, and don't be scared to drop some money to learn something. Because it's going to make you a better person. It's going to take you to another level anyways. You know, so like, it's just like that. When you wake up, when I wake up, man, it's go mode. Like, I don't have time because every single minute that I'm slacking or every single day that I don't do nothing, that's a day closer to me potentially being homeless or broke. And I promise you, being broke is not the move. It's not cool. It's not fun. Like, I can't stress that enough.
Episode about stepping money, not being afraid to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
More about that.
The way I see life is completely different from how I used to see it. For example, it's like this. When we go through life, when we're growing up, we're taught a whole bunch of just BS. Like, we're taught so much BS, and it pisses me off because when I was 15, I didn't know I could be living in a major metropolitan city in a mid-rise. I didn't know that because nobody told me that. I didn't know I didn't need a job. So it pisses me off when I'm looking back, and I'm not mad and I don't regret it because I'm glad I woke up when I did, but we're taught to save money and that's it. Saving money is equivalent to hoarding money. You're not supposed to hoard money in this life. You're supposed to let money flow, because that's like, if you are scared to give away $10, then you're scared to make $100. If you're scared to go spend $20 on marketing, then you're scared to make $100. So you cannot be scared to let money go, because it's a spirit, right? You have to be in the spirit of letting things flow. That's like if you don't allow a man into your life per se, or a lover or whatever it is, how you gonna find love? You got to let things flow, and you have to understand that certain things come with the territory. Heartbreaks come with finding love if that's what you into. You know what I mean? So, like, you got to understand this process, and you got to just go. You just got to go after it. Like, stop being scared, man. And like a lot of people, the car they drive, the area they live in, people think that $1,500 in rent is a lot of money. Like, it's people with $20,000 in expenses a month. Like, it's people with $2,000 car notes. It's people making billions of dollars out here. It's all relative. Because the person who's only paying $700 a month in rent, they're saying that $1,500 a month is expenses because they ain't never paid that $1,500 a month. But if you are scared to spend that money, you're never going to put yourself in a position to get around people who are operating at a higher level than you. So you cannot be scared or afraid to let the money go, because you're operating out of lack. You're operating out of desperation. You're operating out of fear. And when you operate out of that, what good comes from that? Why do you think they say sometimes you just got to let things go? Let the worry go. Stop worrying. that's equivalent to letting the money go. I'm not saying go blow it. I'm not saying go spend it on something stupid. But a lot of people will work 20 years and be scared to spend $200 on themselves. That don't make no sense. What are you working for? So that's my philosophy and my theory kind of about that money. And I've had to learn firsthand on my own. So this is anything I ever say, it's nothing that I haven't done.
So I want to thank you for taking the time to interview with me. And do you have a question for me?
No, I just want to say thank you, man, seriously, because, I mean, I don't take anything for granted, you know, and I just want to say, you know, stay consistent, and consistency will win. Seriously, consistency is going to win every time. I don't care what you do. That ugly dude that girl thinks is ugly, if he keep trying, he going to get that date.
You're right.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So stay consistent, man. Seriously, stay consistent. That's all I could say.
And where can everybody find you on social media?
You could go to, I don't want to give everybody too much, man. Just go to the website, startswithavision.com, or you could shoot me a text directly at 678-841-7928.
I'ma start it from the bottom. I'll show you how to flip a dollar. I got food in my dining room. I'm better, I'm better, I'm better. It's another day, another chance. I wake up, I wanna dance. So as long as I got my friends, I'm better, I'm better, I'm better.
Did 12.